The RCMP are actually ramping up their efforts to put more than a dent in the number of deaths caused by careless and illegal use of ATVs right here in Newfoundland and Labrador. Since January the 1st of this year, 15 people have died by an ATV and snowmobile crashes in areas policed by the RCMP, with victims ranging from age 14 right to 91 years of age. Now that compares to 12 deaths last year and 10 in 2018. So yesterday, the RCMP Sergeant Matthew Christie spelled out some of the undercover action police have been taking to stem the increase in deaths here, but he began by clarifying the law around ATV use.
So the Motorized Snow Vehicle and All-Terrain Vehicle Act of Newfoundland and Labrador sets out what the legislation is in relation to age and different machines that you can operate. So in this province, a person must be 16 years of age to operate an adult-sized ATV. An adult-sized ATV under the legislation is 90 cc's or more. A person who is 14 or 15 years of age can operate an ATV under 90 cc, but only when they're being supervised by a person who's 19 years of age or older. A person under the age of 14 is not permitted to operate an ATV of any size in the province. A person must be over the age of 13 to operate a snowmobile. Those under the age of 13 can operate a snowmobile, but again, only when properly supervised by a person who's at least the age of 19.
But I just want to be clear. So you said under 14 years old, you cannot operate any type of ATV legally in the province. Is that correct?
Correct.
How often do you think that happens?
Statistically speaking, I can't give you a number as to how often that it happens,
but
I think that it's fair to say that it does happen in the province. And when we look at specifically that issue of those who are operating an ATV under the age of 14, the responsibility of that lies with the parents to make sure that their children or whoever those they're a guardian for aren't operating these machines outside the parameters of the law. And not just because it's the law, but I think most importantly for safety reasons. The operation is going to be different from what we traditionally see with respect to enforcement of off-road vehicles. Oftentimes we see that police car that's in the community and somebody operating an ATV on the roadway, and the police attempt to stop that person and they fail to yield and they take off. So we don't want to get into those types of situations, because when someone takes off at a high rate of speed, it elevates the risk to them and other members of the motoring public. So that's what we're trying to avoid. So what we want to do is use covert vehicles, in other words, not your traditionally marked police car or even a traditional unmarked police car, just a normal everyday covert vehicle, and the use of plainclothes officers to use camera surveillance to be able to gather the evidence to support prosecution that allows us to follow up after the fact with these violators and avoid the whole situation of them fleeing from the police. My understanding, the legislation does not require helmets on snowmobiles or side-by-sides, but it is required on ATVs. It causes us to rethink things and tailor how we're doing these types of enforcement models. Any changes to the legislation or the law rest with the provincial government. We'll enforce whatever law is available to us.
Just to be clear, helmets are mandatory on all ATVs.
They're mandatory on all ATVs with the exception of side-by-sides and snowmobiles. Somebody like myself who's had the experience of responding to ATV fatalities and going and talking to families and knocking on the door and telling them that their loved one isn't going to be coming home anymore, it's very emotional and it hits home. And I think that those who choose to take off don't necessarily see the potential consequences of their actions. So when I see somebody take off like that at a high rate of speed, It really hits home, because it causes me to think, is this person going to unfortunately become a statistic that I've seen all too many times? And it's these types of deaths are avoidable, and it's really why it's so important for us to be doing this type of enforcement. I've had to do it both for ATVs and traffic collisions involving vehicles. ATVs specifically, there's certainly been a number of times in my career where I've responded to both serious injury and fatal collisions involving either a snowmobile, an ATV, or a side-by-side. I can't put a number on it, but I will say that you don't often or won't quickly forget that experience of not just responding to the collision, but in dealing with the family after the fact.